Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
G'day, guys. Welcome back to Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin.
I'm Anthony.
And we're here to do the movie Thunderbolt Sunshine Village Cinema. And we are literally sitting in the theater right now before the movie.
And can I just say, this is a big cinema, Kev.
Oh, this is the VMAX set.
Yeah, so this is pretty awesome. Big screen.
Seats are very comfy.
Yes, very.
They seem to be very, very, very nice and all that.
And apparently, we've just got someone else joined us in the cinema. Okay. But yeah, it's pretty good for a Sunday. And so what are your thoughts, Kev?
Well, my thoughts of what Thunderbolt's going to be. Well, coming off the trailer, it could be something really good, impactful, as they're advertising mm-hmm. as well. We shall yep. see.
Yes. Yeah. Trailer doesn't give too much away, but it does show each of the misfits, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping it gives a bit of a spotlight on each character that fleshes them out a bit more.
That's right.
You just watched Black Widow for a rewatch.
Bit of a recap on Black Widow.
Yep.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yep.
So Black Widow for the Guardian and mm-hmm. Natasha's sister, and then the Ant-Man and the Wasp for Ghost.
Yep. So
Taskmaster is in the other one as well.
So Florence Pugh is a standout. Her character of Yelena
mm-hmm.
and David Harbour.
Right.
And bless you. someone just sneezed. it'd be good if they give each character a moment to shine, flesh them out. And because obviously one thing that I'll be interested to see is if they give each character a chance to fully delve into their mindset, like their point of view.
Let's hope.
And hopefully Marvel has also kind of done a course correct after what was seen as kind of a saturation.
Yes.
Of films that didn't really live up to the mark.
All right, well, with that said, we'll get back to you after the movie.
We will. See you soon, folks.
G'day, guys. We are just came out of the theater. So, wow.
What did you think, Kev?
All right. Very. Got to be careful how we talk about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do spoilers. There's pretty heavy on spoilers. All right. But my overall thought of this, wow. Okay. Mm. I was very optimistic at first.
Mm-hmm.
Very optimistic, but now, okay, it's a very heavy movie. I find very heavy. What are your thoughts?
I thought very, very heavy, especially the emotional part in each character.
They hit that point really hard in this movie.
Yeah.
This is very dark.
It taps into is behind every character.
What their reason is
and yeah.
what their purpose.
And their internal struggles.
Exactly. And I'm pretty gobsmacked on how that was.
Yeah.
I'm actually, this is something way different than your average Marvel superhero movie.
They've really gone into the mental complexities of being a superhero.
Yes.
And where that puts them in the world.
And what does it mean to be a superhero,
I feel. Yeah, very much so.
So with the overall, it does hit, to be honest, actually, it has funny moments,
yeah,
but not much.
Did you feel like you had a bit of a slow burn at the beginning?
A little bit. I would say not as well.
In the lead up, you kind of, you understand that, obviously they're solitary figures.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It did start off a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, tiny bit slowish, but I felt it had decent pace though.
Yeah, because you identify that each of these characters is on a type of mission, but it's not what they expected.
No, and it's not something I was expecting.
Yeah, and the reasons they're doing it, they're completely all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's getting very hard to explain it now.
Mm.
But with the overall of it, because this will be a little bit of short of afterwards now, I think we just need to get into talking about it more, but that'll be into spoiler territory.
Yeah.
So we'll go into that pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go see this movie.
Yeah, 100%, guys. Go see it. I would say that Marvel has really stuck the landing with this one.
Yes.
It's not your run-of-the-mill Marvel film. It's one that's really packed a punch and delivered.
Yeah, I fully agree. And this is a must-see. This is a must-see. Out of all of them, I will agree with Critic. I feel like this could be very top notch Marvel film.
Yeah.
I was amazed at this. So we'll give you a rating. So what would you rate this, Anthony?
I would say 8 out of 10 popcorn buckets.
Do you know what? I'm very on par with you, but I'll be 8.5.
Yep. No, and I would agree.
There are parts which we'll get into where I feel like it fell, which I'm like, they had the impact, but yeah, it could have been better. So with that said, people, please go see this movie. in the cinema. If you're a big fan of the Marvel films, this will be something way different for you.
Yeah.
So and if you want to hear the spoilers, stick around because we're just about to get into that now. Spoilers! All right, we are in the spoiler territory now, so you have been warned. All right, Anthony, let's get into it.
Wow, so from the jump, Florence Pugh, she really is a force in this film.
Yeah.
A defining force in this.
With all the characters coming together, how deep it was with everyone.
Yeah, like the motives behind every character.
I think every character was impactful. It was very focused on...
mental health.
But with overall, it brings everyone into it as well. It's not just shaped solely about her completely.
Yeah, it really does. Into each character's journey being a superhero and how alone they are in that journey.
So trying to do the right thing that they feel like they are doing the right thing, but in the end it's destroying their own self.
Yeah, that's right. And then they're kind of trying to figure out, well, is this all I'm going to do? Is that all I have in my life? Who am I? What am I doing?
With the first thing I was disappointed with was Taskmaster.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know the reason behind that.
Yeah, why they just killed her off.
They were sent, Yelena was given a mission and she had to follow a target, which you find as Ghost.
Yep.
Into the facility to figure out what she wants to steal, because she's been told that Ghost wants to steal technology.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to find out why. And when she does, she runs into everyone, John Walker, Taskmaster.
And Ghost.
And Ghost.
And that's where you find that they're all basically being sent there to basically kill each other.
Yeah, figuring out that each one is going after another one. And it's really cool. The only really cool part about that is how they shot that.
Yeah, it's like a well-crafted trap.
Yeah, and it tracks everyone beautifully.
Yeah,
it's very creative that way. But, and then they killed Taskmaster by Ghost.
Yeah, like didn't even get a real chance to see Taskmaster really shine in this, because before you noticed, Taskmaster was dead.
That's right, and I don't know why. It made no difference. I don't know why. There was no explanation of why she needed to be killed.
Yeah.
And then they changed the getup, and then they killed her off pretty quick. I'm like, okay.
There has to be some reasoning behind that.
Yeah, I just feel like that was a bit of a flaw. If Taskmaster stayed within the group, would it have made a difference in the movie?
Well, you consider how Taskmaster was in the previous film was it Black Widow?
Yeah,
considering where we last saw Taskmaster, there wasn't even an explainer to what they'd been up to, where they had left off. And so the fact that they were instantly killed, it was kind of like you're left scratching your head.
Yep.
Like, what was the point?
I highly agree.
Yeah, but then, like, that's where we're introduced to Bob. He's obviously at first a character that you think is kind of a defenseless character, but then you realize there's more to him.
Yeah, and there's a deep past with him.
Yeah, very traumatic. And that's where it touches on also a common theme amongst all of the characters. I mean, they've all got trauma, very dark pasts, and it affects them in everything that they do.
All right.
Like how they became who they are in the Marvel world. And their pasts obviously are due to traumatic sequences that have happened in their lives, and obviously in the missions that they've been sent on, and how it's affected them and shaped them.
Including Walker himself too, brought down from his downfall.
Yeah.
Of when he killed a person.
The innocent civilian in the city, yeah.
Yeah, they stripped him of what he wanted to be, to the fact that it affected his family life, to where he was very, like,
really,
neglectful.
Exactly, because they lifted him up as the new Captain America, and then it was taken away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really well done how they showed that as well.
Yeah, because...
They didn't really touch on Ghost.
So it all factors in how they approach life. And obviously Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character Valentina, she's a very double-crossing, very sadistic kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously from the jump you're thinking she just wants to wipe these guys out, and like you're looking at her through the film and it's just like, geez, you wouldn't know where to look to be around her.
And with going on with more spoilers, you find out with Bob. He was made to be the Sentry Project.
Yeah, that's right.
And they thought it failed, so they tried to get rid of him along with all the stuff. Then we slowly find out that Bob survived. The project was successful and he survived.
Yeah, that's right. But see, it's a power that she gives him that can be stripped away from him at the touch of a button. But Bob has a power that kind of brought on by his trauma that turns him into the Void.
Yep, which is his dark past.
That's right. And so our heroes, basically, they have to learn how to not only get along, but they have to fight together to not only confront their own pasts and their own trauma, but to use it to
help save Bob and fight to get out of that void, to be able to get through this.
Really impactful, especially when the Guardian saves this little girl from falling from debris.
Yeah.
And then she's taken away straight in front of him. It hits you.
You're it does.
Oh, okay.
And then you also, you obviously see how Yelena struggled with her relationship with Alexei.
Yep.
And that it actually brought them together in this film, because after the events of Black Widow, you know, Yelena expresses to him how she felt so alone for a long time, and that because he never reached out to her, she basically went about her life feeling more and more alone. And then, so the fact that they came together, and obviously this film also touches on sacrificing yourself, but then, like, because when you see Yelena give herself to the void, but she's doing it because she knows in her heart that she can save Bob.
Yeah.
Because she can identify with Bob, that loneliness that they spoke about earlier in the film, because before he became Sentry or the void, she spoke to just Bob, and because he ended up being in that vault with them and to try and understand him. And then when she realizes that, again, it's all brought on by trauma.
And we find out with Bob that his trauma is pretty deep. The was told he was going to be a nobody.
Yeah. And the fact that his power was brought on by him, it's like a lot of self-talk, but it's the void speaking to him, saying, you're no good. You're alone. You're never going to be anything. You're never going to get anywhere. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
And so for not only Yelena, but for everyone to realize that the only way out is through the void.
And it's really good. It's a good come together in the end.
We came to know as the Thunderbolts, as the new Avengers.
Yes, but what I feel that was the downfall of this movie, like not downfall, but a very, I thought they shouldn't have just done it, was after they got out of the void, sort of defeated it, why didn't, like, the people that got taken away, why weren't they just gone?
Mm.
I feel like that would have been impactful more.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, you defeated the bad guy, everything's good, everyone comes back.
Mm. Kind of like the blip.
Yes, and like, well, with that, with Thanos and the blip, I liked it how some of them came back, some didn't.
Yeah.
That was very impactful.
Mm.
But this fell short with that. Like, when that little girl got taken away, that hit me. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to be hard. But then, you know, it comes back. And I'm like, the impact is gone. That impact is gone. And I felt still, that was a bit
shock. The shock's there, though, when you first see it.
Yeah, when the cow came back in the end, I'm like,
It
was a little bit, that's just to me, it was a little bit. I'm like, I liked that impact. I'm like, if they would have kept that, I would have been like, wow. So, with the after scene credit, what'd you think?
Well, like, obviously, the first one with Red Guardian was funny with the cereal.
But he always said he wanted to be on a Wheaties box.
Yeah, that's right. He got his wish. But then, obviously, the next one, where it does a time jump of 14 months, which I thought, you would have probably liked to have seen what happened between that time. But it's just a quick time jump. And then we're seeing that they're going to find that the Fantastic Four are on a radar.
That's right. The ship's coming towards.
And hearing in the background, obviously, there's conflict with Sam Wilson, Captain America, who's literally tried to trademark the name The Avengers.
Yep.
There's going to be some conflict with the actual Avengers. Yes. But it makes you wonder, because this film's based after the last Captain America film.
Yeah.
So the time jump, I felt, was like not necessary.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's happened in that 14 months?
We don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it leaves a lot of questions.
Well, that just makes it so, I think with Fantastic Four, you probably might find out what happens in that. I'm not assuming, but I'm guessing they could do that. Would make more sense.
Yeah. There's going to have to be a lot more of an explanation because, again, 14 months is a massive time jump. Yeah.
All right. Well, that finishes off our review of Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
So thank you for sticking around. And if you did, please drop us a like and a review. And if you haven't checked us out on our social medias, we're on Facebook, same name as the podcast. And check out our podcast on any other platform you get your podcasts on.
Yeah. And in the meantime, guys, stay with us because we'll be back with you soon.
See you in the next one.
See ya.